This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the world championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. It is the Friday edition, and today we talk some biking on the podcast. I've got another cool weekend in store. Hopefully you do too. And today we talk to Jen Kenny. We catch up with her again to find out about some of the things that she's been doing on the bike. It's been a manic week, so it's short and sweet from me today. And let's get straight into today's podcast. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Team Robertson Ready. Team RR provides personalized triathlon, running, and nutrition coaching. And as a client, you'll receive a customized program based on your specific needs for your triathlon or running goals. Team RR coaching is hands-on and takes into consideration each athlete's strengths, weaknesses, and unique life schedule. The nutrition program is individualized based on individual blood panel markers, personal goals, past history, as well as using current research on what works. Team RR is led by former elite triathlete John Robertson, who also holds a Bachelor of Science degree in nutrition. To find out more about John and the work he does with Team RR, simply head over to teamrobertsonready.com or alternatively go to theconaedge.com/coaching. Don't forget too, if you're a coach and you'd like to use the Kona Edge to grow your coaching business, head over to that same URL. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll all the way down to the bottom and you'll get all the details there. Let's chat some biking here on the Kona Edge. Now we head back to North Carolina to catch up with Jen Kenny. Jen, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for your time today.
Absolutely, Brad. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Jen, I asked you in our first chat, what are you working on right now? And you said your bike is priority number one. Out of the three disciplines, how would you rate your bike? Where would it fit out of the three? I'm guessing your swim is your strongest, but between the other two, where's your bike?
It is at the bottom, Brad. It is definitely my weakest discipline.
Which is quite interesting, and I think a lot of people who come from one discipline that's a lot stronger than the other. Obviously, your swim is your wheelhouse. Do you find that you almost are focusing too much on your bike and neglecting your swim a little bit, or is that what you need to do in order to get better at the sport, is almost give up a little bit on your strength to focus on your weakness?
I don't feel like I give. But no, I still get in the pool as often as possible. I do, you know, I think I spend a little bit more time on the bike just because obviously that can be the longest piece of the race, you know, the most time, I guess, you're actually on the bike for the longest amount of time. So I do put a little bit more time into that training. But I also think that sometimes you can substitute intensity for time. And so sometimes that's what we do also. But yeah, I spend a lot of time in the saddle, and especially in the wintertime, I spend a lot of time on the trainer in the saddle. So
talk to me about some of the things you're trying to improve on your Ironman bike at the moment.
You know, I think right now is just trying to build power. I think that's where I need to, that's going to help me the most. And so I'm actually working with a personal trainer for strength training, twice a week for about 6 weeks now, which I'm starting to see, some difference there. So, but yeah, mainly building power and maintaining that power.
Are you talking strength training off the bike?
Yes, strength training off the bike.
So tell me about some of the things you're doing that you obviously it's not bike specific, but it's strength specific. What are you doing that's off the bike?
For strength training off the bike, yeah. You know, a lot of functional strength movement. A lot of not necessarily heavy weight. You know, a medium to mild amount of weight, but more reps. And so that's kind of what we've been focusing on, and obviously focusing on building power, you know, through whether it's, you know, holding a heavy ball and focusing on shooting or jumping or that quick release power. So we've been doing some of that as well.
How many of those sessions would you typically do in a week?
Right now, two.
Okay.
And yeah, two sessions a week.
As far as favorite workouts on the bike, what do you absolutely love doing?
You know, Brad, I love a hot, sweaty trainer pain cave workout. That's probably my favorite. I don't watch TV. I sometimes listen to music, but you know, I love sitting on the trainer and getting to that spot, you know, doing power intervals, working up to threshold, build intervals where I'm having to increase or improve my power each interval. And just focusing on form and sitting there in the sweat and pain. It's something that I actually oddly enjoy.
Yeah, it's amazing. We were chatting before we started recording, and I was talking about some of the places I get to ride here. But doing it on indoor, as much as it's hard and it can get boring, it's in a controlled environment, and you can really hit the numbers you need to hit, as opposed to heading out on the road. And most of the age groupers that I chat to swear by spending a lot of time on an indoor trainer if you want to be a competitive age grouper.
I agree with you. I think the biggest things that have helped me improve on the bike so far has been a power meter. Was something I actually didn't have for the first year and a half or so of doing the sport, and sitting on the trainer.
Are you a big one in sort of analyzing that data? I mean, do you feel you're getting everything out of your power meter that you can be getting out of it?
I mean, I guess there's probably more that I could use with it. I use the Garmin Vector pedals, and so there's a lot of visual feedback that you can get also, you know, looking at dead spots on your pedal stroke and things like that. So I do feel like I get a lot out of it. I do analyze the data. It can be you can drive yourself crazy too analyzing the data. So there's definitely days that we'll have, you know, hey, let's go for a ride, and we're not even going to use power. We're just going to go out and enjoy the sights and not think about it. But I do feel like I get a lot of the power meter. I feel like it's helped me the most, by far.
Yeah, I mean, it's so easy to get caught up in that it's almost in paralysis by analysis, where you're analyzing everything so much, and you know you've got a problem where you're spending more time analyzing than actually being on the bike. That's when you know it might be time to get on the bike and stop analyzing.
Yes.
Jen, I look forward to
absolutely
talking a little bit about your run next time out, but we'll save that for another day. Thanks for your time on the Cone Edge.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
This episode of the Cone Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer, or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to theconaedge.com/indoor. That's theconaedge.com/indoor.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Cone Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Cone Edge.